This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A busy day on What's On Your Mind. Kevin Flynn taking over for Scotty Hennon down in Frisco. We're all over the place. I'm live in Fargo. Todd is at a conference. We got that covered. Most of the What's On Your Mind crew are in Frisco for the Bison National Championship game tomorrow, 11 o'clock, followed by the Viking 49ers game, which is to me, just as big a deal. First, we're in Frisco, brought to you by our friends. The PetroServe Studios are set up, brought to you by our friends and our reports from Frisco, in part by Fisher Sales and Leasing, Gate City Bank, JDP Electric, The Medicine Shop, The Bottle Barn, and My Pillow. Keep the predictions coming, by the way. If you want to predict on the game, you can text them to Scotty, 701-367-2054. You can email them to studio@flagfamily.com. And what we're going to do is that if you get one, you know, if you are the closest one, I should say, you'll get one My Pillow. If you nail the score 100%, you get two and Scott delivers them. So how about that? Dave emailed in. Email the studio, Bison 2114 over JMU. Your station is by far the best in the Midwest. Well, thank you, David. We appreciate that. Appreciate that a lot. Nate Tangway is going to be joining us shortly from Frisco. The crew is in Frisco. Scotty's got they had a meeting before they get ready for the second day of festivities. There's a lot of activities going around. The guys hit a nice dinner, an early dinner today. I know they have curfew. And then get ready for tomorrow. No matter what, it is going to be a huge game. Very good game. I tend to go with where Nate Tangway is on this low-scoring game. I don't know that either one of these offenses are going to be able to, you know, to really cut loose against the defenses they're facing on the other side of the ball. But it's going to be fun. Going to be interesting. And we'll be there for it. And what you really need to do, what I think we do better than anybody else is our fan cam stuff. This Frisco fan cam we've got going from Gate City Bank. We've got Leah down there and her buddy James, and they're wandering around. And then Alex, they're kind of our camera, on-camera video editors. And then they've got Alex Benzigala, our sports director. Hallstrom's down there from the What's On Your Mind team. And they're just taking the cameras around and kind of showing you that nobody else does. Shows you, you know, and not just players and coaches. In fact, had a chance to, they got out and went out to a place called Didi's. And we're gonna hear that conversation. But I did want to kick off with the first one we posted yesterday at AM 1100, The Flag. Our sports director, Alex Benzigala, caught up with Bison head coach Matt Entz, talking about prepping for the game on tomorrow already. And here's what Matt had to say with Alex.
Coach, after 3 weeks off, how excited are you, kids, your coaching staff to play?
We're really excited, ready to get going. It's been a good couple weeks off where there's been a lot of good development. We've continued to improve, but there's only so much practice you can do. It's similar to a fall camp scenario where you know, they're tired of practicing against one another and ready to see somebody else.
And you talked a little bit earlier in the week about winter camp. What type of things were you working on and trying to improve on?
Well, one, just prepare ourselves for the game, of course, but with our younger players, just trying to get them a jump start on spring ball, on 2020, when they might be able to find themselves on the football field and helping the Bison win next year.
And a lot of players and coaches, they say you treat every game the same. But this is a bigger game. Can you talk a little bit about your kids, and a lot of them are playing in their first national championship game?
Well, you know, we did treat it just like every other game. We didn't try to make it any bigger or any smaller. It's a one game season right now, and so we approached it that way, just like we would any game. And in our weeks looked very similar than they would have if it were week one during the season.
And you're playing an opponent that has also played at this stage before, also a great team in James Madison. I want to start with the offense. How important is it to win on early downs against them?
Well, it's going to be extremely important. They're an outstanding defense. They've done a great job of getting people off the field on third down. So if we can get into some third and ones, some third and twos, and have opportunities to keep the chains moving, that's only going to help us and give us an opportunity to get some points on the board.
And you've got some explosive plays from Christian Watson, Phoenix Sproles, Trey Lance all year long. How important will that be in the game as well?
Well, it's always, if we can win the explosive play battle, we are going to have a great chance of winning the football game. So we need to find creative and unique ways to get our playmakers the football. But at the same time, we need to be able to rely on our offensive line and our backs to be able to run the football at times, too.
And then what's the key on defense against also an offense that's been efficient?
Well, we got to do the exact same thing that we don't want to have happen to us. We need to be really good on first and second down, get them into some third and longs, and then, you know, the challenge will be keeping Ben DiNucci in the pocket. He's an outstanding quarterback, can create or extend plays with his legs. He does a great job of keeping his eyes downfield and finding the open receiver.
I've got to ask you about the fans. It seems like every year they migrate down. How big of an impact can they make?
Well, the noise. We practiced this week with noise, just in case on third down there is a little bit more noise than maybe what you'd be accustomed to. And we hope that the stadium's full with majority of Bison fans, so it does feel a little bit more like Fargo Dome.
That is Bison head coach Matt Entz as the Bison are preparing to take on James Madison. And we have continued coverage on AM 1100 The Flag. This has been the Frisco Fan Cam presented by Gay City Bank.
There you go. Thanks, Alex. Ben Zagala chat with Matt Entz. Nate Tangway joins us now. Brother, I got to tell you, when I watch and when I met Matt and when I watch him, he is like, to me, he is the epitome of a college football coach. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. He's the best. It's one of those things, like, there's really so few words to describe it just because of how awesome of a person he is. And he's just been such a good, figure in me and my friend's lives. Just a guy that we can rely on and talk to. And he really is a player's coach, but he is the perfect head football coach. Like you said, he is the epitome of a college football coach.
Yeah, he just reminds me of just a man with a plan. He's focused, determined. I know we've talked about it before, Nate, and unfortunately, I've never gotten to go to Frisco. Steve's been like five or six times, but I'm here. Okay, I'm still here, Steve. But, you know, but I got to imagine, as this has built over these, 8, 9 years, whatever it's been, that the crowd, I know the crowd was good to start, but now it really, from what everything I see, it really seems like a home crowd, almost. We got a bit of a delay. We have a delay. Can you hear me, Nader?
Yeah, I can hear you.
There we go. Is that crowd just, that crowd's just as crazy as it seems?
Yeah, it is. It's insane. And it's one of those things, it's not like the first 2 years where they're like, oh, back to back, we're all going to go down there and it's going to be fun. Like, you know, it might not ever happen again. Now it's, okay, this is vacation. Hey, we're going to go down to Frisco for 4 days. And, it's just a giant party, man. I mean, there's so many people down here right now and, they just want to see, they just want to be down here, have fun, and watch the guys do so well. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. We were talking to Gene Taylor earlier today, and he said he makes a trip out of it. They make a road trip out of it and around, and next thing you know, he's going to be actually down in Austin, Texas, watching the game. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think I know a lot of people from up here that they use the road trip to see friends along the way. They take the long way down and the long way back, and this time of year, why not? You're out of here. I see we're going to get some rain. You thinking that's going to be a factor come game time tomorrow, looking at that forecast down there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something the quarterbacks have to look out for. It's, hey, you know, I got to be on my game and making sure I have the ball at all times, that I'm secure. So it's a tough thing. I mean, especially for the quarterback in the center, I mean, you have a towel at all times, drying off your hands, drying off the ball, making sure that you can carry that thing. So it's definitely it's a factor that can play into the game, and it can really screw things up, because all of a sudden one bad play, you know, one turnover, it changes the entire series, you know, the entire events of the game, and it can make you win or lose, for sure.
No doubt about it. Well, our Gate City fan cam's been all over the place. Alex Benzigala caught up with Marquise Bridges, talking about the offensive challenges they're going to face against James Madison. This, of course, is our Frisco Fan Cam, brought to you by Gate City Bank.
Frisco Fan Cam, presented by Gate City Bank. I'm Alex Benzigala, and I've got a senior, Marquise Bridges, with me. He is a senior. He's a cornerback, and he's playing in the national championship game as a senior.
All right, hold on. I shouldn't have started that, because we got to go to break. See, that'll teach me to not look at the clock when we're doing this, mate. All right, well, so we'll take a quick break. What's on your mind? We're talking Bison, James Madison, tomorrow, 11 o'clock. We got the Frisco crew and the Frisco fan camp. We'll hear that conversation with Marquise Bridges that Alex Benzigala had coming up next on What's on Your Mind.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education, with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Kevin Flynn back in the What's on Your Mind broadcast center. Nate Tangway live in the PetroServe USA studios in Frisco, Texas. As we are live with our entire crew. Well, I shouldn't say our entire crew. I'm here. But the rest of everybody's down in Texas. But somebody's got to hold down the home fort. Brought to you by our friends in part by Fisher Sales and Leasing, Gate City Bank, GDP Electric, JDP Electric, sorry, the Medicine Shop, the Bottle Barn, and My Pillow. And Nate's on. We're going to break. We were going to hear a little bit. Alex Benzigala has been running around with the Gate City Bank Frisco fan cam, and lots of conversations. We heard Matt Entz. He caught up with Marquise Bridges talking about the offensive challenges and that they're going to be facing. And one of the first questions Alex asked him was, you know, started as a sophomore, now he's a senior. How's he feeling about this?
Like I said, man, it's just a blessing to be here. And, you know, like you said, starting as a sophomore, me and Josh Hayes had our first start in that game, and I was going out again starting in this one, man. It's nothing short of a blessing. I'm just happy to be here.
And I've got to ask, too, how have you matured since then?
I feel like this whole team has grown, even from the start of the season. We've grown together, learned so many lessons by all the great teams we played, and, you know, I learned a lot of lessons throughout the year.
And you also started your career as a wide receiver. Can you talk a little bit about the transition from wide receiver and corner?
Yeah, the transition was, you know, felt like kind of smooth because all my teammates had my back. And, you know, it happened in the middle of the year, so I didn't play any time that year I transferred. But, you know, I learned a lot from the Jalen Allisons and the Winbushes, and I still had Robbie Grimsley with me and Trey Dempsey. So I learned a lot from all the great players that were surrounding me.
How does having the experience of already playing in multiple FCS national championships help you in this stage here as a senior?
I think it just helps you remain calm and just understanding that even though it's the biggest game of the year, that it's still no bigger than the ones we play and just taking a week at a time. So just going in there poised all the time.
How confident is this group?
Very confident. And that's the most important part, is that we have our confidence in ourselves.
And then as a defense, too, what is the key to stopping a pretty explosive offense in James Madison?
I think the key part is just playing us, doing what we do, and don't take anything extraordinary. It's just what we do.
How are you going to relax while you're preparing for this game? Because a part of it, too, is just enjoying the moment, too. How do you plan on relaxing and enjoying the moment?
Just being surrounded by my teammates. That's all I need to be relaxed at.
But I've also got to ask a little bit about music. I'm a big music guy. You talked to me about some Meek Mill. What's on your playlist now?
I'm listening to a little bit of the game, still Meek Mill, Ace. I got a lot of different people. I can go on forever about all the music I'm listening to.
Got to give me one song.
One song? Specific song.
Ambition by Meek Mill. That's a classic.
Yeah, that's a classic. Wale, Meek Mill. I listen so much. Let's go with Ambition, man.
Yeah. He went with my song. Ambition is priceless. That's something in your veins. And you know what else is coming up? NDSU taking on James Madison. I wish you luck, sir.
There you go. That's Alex Benzigala chatting with Marquise Bridges, talking about offensive challenges and music. You know what, Nate Tangway, we're doing Nate's Notes this hour, brought to you by our friends at Gate City Bank, with locations all across the state of North Dakota. And, of course, Nate, four-time national champion. You brought, what, did you bring the 15 and the 17 rings with you down there? Was that what I heard?
I did, yeah. I got the 15 and 17, so number 5 and 15.
There you go. Gate City.
17 is number 2.
Gate City Bank for a better way of life. You know what, I'm dating myself, man. They talk about those artists and those songs, and I don't have a clue who any of the Ambition is or any of that. But it's great to see Marquise as a senior. Let's talk about the old versus young on this team. Are there any, I mean, we know how good they are, Nate, but is there any maybe experience where you question experience in any one position, or are we just good everywhere?
You know, we're pretty young at D-tackle this year, to be honest, and we don't have a lot of depth on the DM side. So, honestly, this is the weakest our D-line has been in a long time. But a lot of it's just because they're young, you know? I mean, and they haven't had a lot of experience. So they'll get back to it after this year, and they'll, again, be a strength. But it's our D-line. They're going to have to step up.
Boy, people keep wanting to bring up the fact that Trey Lance is a freshman, but he just keeps shutting that conversation down, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, how can you keep talking about it and saying, oh, well, you know, he's a freshman. He has zero picks, and he's up for, you know, offensive player, or sorry, you know, player of the year in the entire you know, the entire nation, you know. And so you just can't keep bringing that conversation up when a kid has just proven himself as much as he had, you know, as much as he has. And he just makes it look easy. So as long as he keeps his head on straight, I mean, he's going to be an unbelievable player, man. He's going to have an unbelievable career.
Boy, it was fun to, you know, and for those that don't, that didn't know, you know, when Trey was a high school player in Minnesota, he's from Marshall, Minnesota, and some of his stats and some of what he did in Marshall are just jaw-dropping. I mean, at the high school level, what he did it, and, you know, I mean, the list of accolades goes on for him in high school. So it really, I don't think it, you know, those that really saw him and knew what he was capable of, I don't think it really surprised anybody that he was able to step in and do what he's doing now.
No, it really doesn't. You know, like I said, I'll always bring this up. Easton literally said, he's like, man, he's like, it's crazy to see that I'm a senior and all of a sudden this freshman kid comes in and he's already going to be better than you. You know, and Easton is an unbelievable player, you know, and he got drafted in the NFL, and all of a sudden for him to give such high praise to a kid like this, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree, and it's nice to see him. Well, you know, being a Minnesota boy myself, and it's good to see Minnesota talent. Maybe not stay in Minnesota, but at least they stayed in the neighborhood. And, you know, it's hard to hard to argue when you get recruited by the Bison and you come up and see those facilities, see the team and the culture, and hard to say no to that, especially if you're not being hunted by a lot of big D1 schools. Boy, it's just such a great opportunity up here. Our fan cam's been wandering around. Have you ever been to, when you're down there, Nate, have you ever been to Didi's downtown for a bite?
No, never.
Well, apparently that's a place. Our man James was out and about and went into Didi's downtown. We're just trying to get some local flavor as well with our Frisco fan cam to bring a little taste of that bag. And if you go to am1100theflag.com is one of the websites where you can check that stuff out. But our man James caught up with the crew at Didi's downtown about the impact of North Dakota State University football fans in Frisco.
Hey everyone, it's James Licardi here with AM1100 The Flag, and we are here with the Frisco Fan Cam presented by Gate City Bank, and I'm actually here with the owner of Didi's Downtown, Scott Hoffner.
You got
it, man. Alrighty, awesome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you very much.
Alrighty. So, how has this experience kind of been, having all these Bison fans come here 8 of the last 9 years, just seeing how it's growing since it started?
Well, I mean, it's been quite amazing. My wife and I moved back here from Montana, and the first year we were back is when the Bison started coming, and they've been coming ever since. And the folks that come from Fargo, I mean, I'm married to someone from Fargo, but are so kind, and they bring their spirit, and you know, the team is exciting to watch, and the folks, you know, heighten our economy when they come, which is also fantastic. But everybody that does come, they enjoy themselves, they shop, they spend money, and they are always smiling. Everybody's always smiling. Just big teddy bear, you know, type people.
Huh? That's what I'm talking about, Nate. Always smiling, big teddy bear people. I love that. And he married a Fargo girl. You go into Frisco, check out Didi's downtown. Scott and the crew there. Looks like a great place. Check it out on AM1100theflag.com. It's What's on Your Mind. We'll be right back.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Tampa, Florida. An active shooter situation was initially reported in MacDill Air Force Base a short time ago, but apparently it did not involve the base itself.
Base officials say they did issue a lockdown order, but that has since been lifted, and they say the report that triggered it was apparently because of the sound of shots fired near the base. As for the source of those shots, well, that's still an unknown. The U.S. House passing a resolution calling for limits on the president's authority to order military action against Iran. Democrats argued that the president should get authorization from Congress before deciding to go to war. New York Democrat Elliot Engel saying killing a top Iranian general brought the U.S. closer to a war with Iran, the president strongly denying that during a rally in Ohio last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To a crawfish bowl. This is What's On Your Mind, Frisco edition. Kevin Flynn for Scott Hennon. Scotty's in Frisco along with the rest of the crew live from the PetroServe USA studios. There in Frisco getting ready for the big game. Bison, JMU tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Kickoff pregame has already begun. This is actually part of the pregame. Nate Tangway, our crew, Steve Hallstrom, down there as well. James and Lee, our video crew, Scotty as well. What's On Your Mind, and thanks to PetroServe USA for getting us going on this. Got to thank our friends also at Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment for our Frisco updates. Also brought to you in part by our friends at Fisher Sales and Leasing, Gate City Bank, JDP Electric, The Medicine Shop, The Bottle Barn, and MyPillow. Still taking the predictions on the game at 701-367-2054. Scotty's got a MyPillow for you. Premium MyPillow, not a regular one. It's a good one. So what you do is just 701-367-2054, text your winner, Bison or JMU, your score. Closest to the score wins a premium MyPillow. If you nail the score exactly, you get two of them, and Scotty will deliver them for you. So there you go. Doesn't matter where you are. If you're listening to the program today, get hooked up on that. So, yeah, just to shoot us. Or you can shoot us an email, studio@flagfamily.com, and I'll put them in there as well. And we got some really good ones. Scott, Rick, Arnie, Maurice got in there. Mark got in there with a good pick. Some other one, David got a good pick recently on the email. So yeah, just keeping them coming. And we'll see how the game goes tomorrow. And Monday we'll figure out who's got themselves a maybe two premium MyPillows. All right. We got that going on. Also brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Todd Mitchell, the radio guy, usually telling you about Schwann, but he's off today, so I get the pleasure of talking about all the 19s they got to get rid of. It's that time of year, my friend. If you're thinking like a new vehicle and a 2020 isn't a priority, yet looking for new, now is the time to look at a 19 at Schwann Buick GMC. They've got rebates and incentives and markdowns across the board pretty much on everything. Care if you're looking for a Sierra, beautiful GMC, Sierra pickup, the new Buicks, the 19 Buicks, all on closeout. I mean, we're talking Encores, talking GMC Acadias, the Sierra pickups. Only 10 remaining they've got, and then they're gone. So the 2019s have got to go. Simple as that. They've got great deals, too, on the 2020s that are coming in. Some of the new designs and the features are, wow, that new Buick Essence, have you seen this? The 2020, the all-wheel drive Essence, fantastic-looking little SUV. It's what my mother-in-law has. This thing is amazing. So find out more at SchwanBuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. That's SchwanBuickGMC.com, or you can call them there at the dealership as well in Mandan. Really easy to get a hold of them or hang out. Number 701-214-6372, Schwann Buick GMC. Tell them the crew what's on your mind sent you. Okay, our Gate City Bank fan cam is out and about. We mentioned Gate City's got locations all over the state of North Dakota. And, of course, for a better way of life, think Gate City Bank. James caught up with the guys from the bookstore. Now, you think, okay, fans go down, team goes down, you know, equipment goes down, those guys, but the bookstore goes down too, with lots of buys and wear and buys and swag available. And James caught up with Tanner, the main man down there.
Hey there, everyone. It's James Card here again with AM 1100 The Flag, and this is the Frisco Fan Cam presented by Gate City Bank. And I'm here with Tanner right now from the NDSU bookstore. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself, James?
I'm doing well, thank you. So the NDSU bookstore migrates from Fargo all the way down to Texas. A little bit better weather every time we come down here. Is this your first time, or have you been here multiple times?
This is personally my first year here.
And then has there been anything you've experienced since you've came down here before that maybe somebody's told you about that you didn't believe them or maybe that you've experienced that's kind of a cool little new thing?
Just how welcoming the city is to the Bison fans and stuff. I was told that you guys are always welcoming us with open arms. It's like second home. Pretty impressive.
Well, I mean, and then are you going to be at the game on Saturday as well?
I am for sure going to be at the game on Saturday.
All right, awesome. And then if there's one thing that you could do while you're down here, whether it's attend the game, meet some players, or just, you know, maybe try out a new restaurant, kind of what would that be?
I don't know. I think meeting some of our football players would be pretty cool. We got a pretty solid team this year, a lot of seniors and stuff. So getting to know some of them and hanging out with those guys would be pretty cool.
And then it's a little bit warmer weather down here for you as well. You know, we're able to walk around long sleeves, T-shirts. We're not freezing. I kind of feel bad for a lot of those people back down in Fargo. But while we're enjoying that here, who's going to win on Saturday?
Obviously, the Bison are going to win. Roll herd.
There you go.
Awesome. I love it. So thank you, Tanner. I'm James Ricard.
That is the Gate City Bank fan cam. James is out and about down in Frisco checking these out. One thing I did notice there that I thought was really impressive is the amount of wearables and the amount of swag that they took down with them. That took a serious truck or a trailer just to get that done. That was pretty impressive. So it's going off tomorrow, 11 o'clock, the Bison and JMU. One of the big questions we talked about has been, of course, Trey Lance. Trey Lance has not thrown an interception all year long. All year long. He's a freshman from Marshall, Minnesota, doing amazing things for the Bison. You know, will he win? There's talk of awards, and, well, he's a freshman. He maybe shouldn't get the award. I'll tell you what, this kid is unbelievable. Alex B. caught up with him at Media Day, our sports director, talking about how he's feeling and if he's ready for the big game.
It's the Frisco Fan Camp presented by Gates City Bank. I am Alex Benzagala with quarterback Trey Lance as we get set for the national championship here in Frisco. First off, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's the week been so far? We're getting closer and closer as you're taking on James Madison on Saturday.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun. Just getting this opportunity to be down here again. You know, just the last 3 weeks have flown by. You know, obviously with Christmas break and everything from till now. You know, it seems like it's been Montana State was a week ago, so it's a lot of fun. Super excited for Saturday.
And how do you think your winter camp went?
It was awesome. Just guys got to heal up, take care of their bodies, and at the same time we got a lot of reps. You know, whether it was our young guys or our starters, so it was a lot of fun.
So you flew down on Wednesday. How was that? How's everything on your way down?
It was good. Everything was smooth. You know, made it to the hotel yesterday afternoon. I got to hang out a little bit, had some meetings and walkthrough, and now we're back in business.
How's so far your preparation for a very good team in James Madison?
It's been good. You know, obviously they've been an exciting team to watch on film defensively. Just really talented defense. Obviously the DNs, the secondary, you know, they don't make a whole lot of mistakes. So it'll be a lot of fun on Saturday.
So far, how's your preparation for the game?
It's good. Yeah, I feel prepared. We're going to be ready to go on Saturday.
And there's a lot of matchups in this game. Just how excited are you to play a great defense?
I'm really very excited. It'll be a lot of fun. You know, like I said, just really talented defense. You know, from top to bottom, they do their job really well, really athletic. Maybe obviously one of the most talented defenses we'll see out here.
How do you think your offense has grown throughout the year?
Just being more comfortable. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, for me and for our receivers especially. Just being able to be more comfortable, make more checks for those guys, and just allow them to be more successful.
You've had a great individual season, but how key has been your playmakers, your offensive line, all the players around you in your individual success?
Yeah, I just try to remember that, you know, I just got to do my job, and those guys will do theirs, and they're very explosive when they do that. So I have all the confidence in the world in those guys.
And how important is it just to enjoy the moment, enjoy being here in Frisco?
I'm going to enjoy it, but at the same time, you know, it's a business trip. We're going to try to enjoy it on Saturday after the game.
That is Trey Lance.
It's a business trip. Yes, indeed. Alex Benzagala chatting with Bison starting quarterback. Freshman Trey Lance. And I'll tell you what, this kid, I talked a little bit earlier, and I know what's on your mind. We're usually more, you know, but obviously with the Bison going down and us being in Frisco, we're talking football today. And I just want to praise a couple of numbers that go with this kid. All right? First of all, he's a 6'3", 225-pound freshman. Yeah. He's got some size. From Marshall, Minnesota. Get this. Trey Lance, okay? Graduate Marshall High School down in the southeast, southwest part of Minnesota, down around, just kind of by Mankato there, little west, little south. Graduated last year. 3-year starter, played quarterback, strong safety under Coach Terry Ballman down there. Okay? 3-time all-district performer. 2017 Minnesota Vikings All-State Team. 2017 Minnesota All-Star Game participant. Trey Lance in high school passed for 1,386 yards and 14 touchdowns his senior year. Meanwhile, he rushed for 641 yards and 10 touchdowns. Had 54 tackles, 3 interceptions on defense, passed for 3,026 yards, and a school record 33 TDs in his career. He had 1,177 rushing yards and 18 TDs on the ground in his high school career. Team captain in football and basketball, all-conference performer in basketball, and a Fellowship of Christian Athletes leader, which really, I mean, I like the guy, like the, you know, I love his stats, love his attitude, love his mentality, his work ethic. Then I hear a Fellowship of Christian Athletes leader, and that just puts him over the top. Is maybe, but I don't know him, maybe my favorite Bison. But it's just, it's great to see, and he comes in as a freshman doing the damage he's doing. He dressed for all 15 games. But used to redshirt with the Bison last year, of course. I think he played in two games? Yeah, North Alabama and against South Dakota. So when he got his only passing attempt completed against UNA. But so last year not much, but this year just coming off the rails and just killing it. I want to remind you, again, text in your predictions for the game. To Scotty, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. And you want to pick the winner, Bison or James Madison, and put a score down. And then you can email us to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and we'll get them in. And what Scott's going to do, I understand it, he'll give you if you're closest, you get a premium MyPillow. All right? If you get it exactly, he's going to deliver 2 premium MyPillows to you. So it's worth the guess. All right? Dave guessed 21-14, Bison over James Madison. Looking for yours. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com or 701-367-2054. Text that in. Let's see if we can't make you a winner of a MyPillow. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up this Frisco NDSU Bison Road to the Championship edition coming up.
Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour, May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th. It's great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll-free at 800-343-0093.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Show off your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's the Road to Frisco, brought to you by our friends at Gate City Bank, live from the PetroServe USA studios. Have been all morning down there. Our crew down there, Scotty, had to they ducked out into some sort of a meeting about game coverage tomorrow, but I know that tomorrow we're going to be the fan cam is running nonstop, and if you are what's on your mind, family at the Flag in Fargo, there AM1100theflag.com is where you can watch any of the videos going on. So that's going on, brought to you by our friends at Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, they of course locations all across the state of North Dakota. For a better way of life, also brought to you in part by our friends at Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. They have you covered. If you're on the plains, on the border, west or north, there you go, Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. Also Fisher Sales and Leasing, JDP Electric, the Medicine Shop, the Bottle Barn, and MyPillow. Speaking of MyPillow, got about 10 minutes left to get those predictions in for a free MyPillow. The closest one to the Bison JMU score will get a premium MyPillow from Mr. Hennen. If you nail it exactly, you're going to get two of them delivered. How's that deal, huh? Pretty good. All right, speaking of our fan cam, our Gate City Bank fan cam that's been around, our main man, Alex Benzigala, What's On Your Mind, sports director, was at Media Day, caught up with the wide receiver Phoenix Sproles, who, of course, getting ready to take on the Bison, taking on James Madison tomorrow. And will he play was one of the questions. And Alex just asked him how he's doing, how he's liking the experience.
It's like being home again. It's like our second home here in Frisco, Texas, and I couldn't be happy to be back.
How are you health-wise? You feeling good, feeling fresh?
Yeah, I think I'm close to 100%. I'm feeling ready to go.
And as a team, you're playing a team that is pretty good in James Madison. What's the confidence of your team right now?
Just to come at it like any other game. You know, they're going to be their opponents on the other side of the ball, and we just got to come out. They're just another team, and we just got to keep doing what we do on offense and make plays happen.
What's your thoughts on Trey Lance, the year he's had, and that he's your quarterback?
I'm not surprised. Coming in, I knew what the capability that Trey had. The preparation he does behind closed scenes is second to none, and you know, I'm just excited for him, seeing everything that's happening on and off the field for him, and he's just getting started. He's a freshman.
As a wide receiver, what's it like playing for NDSU?
Physical. You know, in order to play here, you got to be able to block for our running backs. We're a heavy run team at times, and you got to be able to block. And once you block, the offensive coordinator, you know, he gets confidence in us, and he just feeds us the ball, and it's a win-win scenario, so it's really fun.
One thing about your wide receiver group, you guys got a lot of speed, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It starts with Christian Watson, of course. That dude, he flies, and, you know, no one's going to catch him. And myself, Jimmy, Braylon, Cole, you know, we're all fast guys, and we're just going to make plays.
And I've got to ask, have you got any your family, or are they going to attend the game?
Oh, yeah, I got my mom, dad, sister. I got family from Dallas, so I got some of them coming as well. So it's just going to be a really fun atmosphere.
How happy are you to have your family in the stands?
Oh, I'm excited. I know for a fact I'm going to hear them cheering at some point, yelling my name or whatever. So it just makes everything a little better.
And finally, how excited are you to play in a national championship game?
You can't even put things like that into perspective. Last year, we were here obviously last year. I had a little smaller role last year. I have a bigger role this year, so like everything's like kind of elevated a little bit. So it hasn't really sunk in yet, but it's gonna hit Saturday at 11 o'clock for sure.
And I talked to Trey Lance earlier. He said this is a business trip. But are you gonna enjoy yourself a little bit? How do you relax?
Yeah, I'm always a laid back, cool, fun guy. So I'm always gonna have fun somewhere or another. But at the end of the day, it is a business trip, and that's what we came here for. If we didn't have, you know, any of the other things we were doing here in Frisco and just had a game on Saturday, we'd be perfectly fine with that as well.
Are you going to play some Madden? Do you hit the hot tub? Do you listen to music? Give me something.
TikTok. It's a new app that's out. You can go follow me, P_Driffy. Make dance videos, me and Christian, some of the other Bison football players, and it's just a fun little app for us.
Well, I wish you luck on the game. Should be a really fun game.
Yeah, for sure.
That is Phoenix Sproles, wide receiver for the North Dakota State Bison as they look for a national championship on Saturday. This is the Frisco Fan Cam on Gate City Bank.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, they're missing the last game, too. It's good to see Phoenix back in the lineup. So he'll be. And if you're on TikTok, apparently TikTok is a big deal. I think I've outgrown it. I'm a little old for it. But apparently it's a big deal. They're doing... I did see, because Alex sent me a link, and I did see his dance videos. They're pretty funny. So if you are on TikTok, go look at the, was it T_ something there? But if you just Phoenix Sproles, and it's Sproles, I'm sure you'll find him on TikTok. So the Phoenix, the Gate City fan cam in Frisco rolls on all day today, tomorrow as well. Just keep checking back with our friends at am1100theflag.com, and you'll be able to see any of the videos there. And all of them are there. Trey Lance, the Marquise Bridges conversation, Alex's conversation with Matt Entz, and more. And they're going to be wandering around Frisco, you know, just taking in the local flavor and trying. That's all we want to do when we go down there. It's not just, you know, sit and talk to nothing but players. We want to hit places like D's downtown. I told Joel he's got to go over. Everybody I see likes to go to Jake's. There's Jake's Burgers and Brews or something right out of the south end of the Toyota Stadium. So that's the place I want to get a review on. So when hopefully we get to go next year, Scott will have that for us. Thanks again to our friends at Border Plains, West Plains, Northern Plains Equipment, Fisher Sales and Leasing, Gate City Bank, JDP Electric, The Medicine Shop, The Bottle Barn, and My Pillow. That's a wrap for What's on Your Mind. Have a great weekend, and Scott will be back. Hopefully, everybody's back after a nice Bison win on Monday. Have a great weekend, my friend, and we will see you Monday morning.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson. For where we're at, western North Dakota, yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.